Jim, will you go over the roll call with us, please?
Sure. Pat Maness.
Here.
Okay. Jessica Anderson.
Here.
Valerie Howes.
Here.
Pam Fisher.
Here.
Jay Finlinson.
Yes.
Jerry Schertz.
Here.
And Greg Roper.
Here.
Okay.
Do we have anybody that's absent today? Vicki?
So. Only Vicki. Vicki Lyman is not here yet.
Okay. Thank you all for coming, but we'll turn some time. We won't... I guess this is right in order, isn't it? So we're ready for the presentation on solar roof collectors. Do you want to introduce Spencer, Jim, or just go ahead?
Oh, this is Spencer Christensen that I've worked with a little bit on it, and he's with Eve Solar, right? Well, Eve Construction. And so, happy to have you here, Spence. Thank you.
Yeah, great to meet you guys.
In case anybody wants.
Let me know if there's an echo at all.
There was.
You can hear me well.
Well, we was hearing the laptop and you. I think Jessica's working on that now.
How's that?
Yeah, if you need the laptop, that'll be good. Okay, perfect. Or if you need to turn off the sound on the laptop. Okay, so a little bit about me. I grew up in Salt Lake, graduated from BYU. And right 2 months before graduating from BYU, I founded a battery manufacturing company. So one of the solar batteries. I can teach the Tesla Powerwall. We got acquired by a private equity group that owned a battery manufacturing company based out of Vegas and built that up and got into all 50 states and got into, a position of being one of the top 10 battery brands in the U.S. So if it sold it, I was looking for my next thing and started Eve. Eve is a specialty contractor. We do a number of services. Full-scale solar and roofing. A lot of the guys that had joined me on the battery company joined me for this. So we've done projects around the country, and right now we're really focused on building our labor pool in a number of specific markets, our strongest market being Utah. So we can do roofing and solar anywhere in the state. We receive all of the leads from Tesla for the Tesla solar roof. We've done a number of Tesla solar roofs, large scale solar projects, large scale roofing projects. And so I feel like this will be a really great fit. If you are looking for solar, we'll be able to add the competency and you guys the experience you're looking for. Turn my screen. You're going to have to turn your hearing on, though. If you want to come on to the settings and allow me to turn my screen.
Spence, I wish we'd have known about the BYU connection. I might have had reservations. I don't know.
I went to the U as well.
Oh, good. Glad you've seen the light. That's good.
I love... BYU was great. It had me there. Anytime.
Sure.
If I sent a request, I have to allow me to need a script.
Send a request via email or what?
I think we're going to go.
Just screen sharing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you guys see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got two designs locked up. I know we're short on time. This is just a basic presentation. If you like the price point and you like what it'll do for you, then you can come on and do a full site survey, look for switch gear, already check with the utility, and we have full approval. It really comes down to if the ROI matches the report. So for the first one, 3% offset. I absolutely do a 100% offset. You have a lot of real estate here. So this one only takes up, call it 45% of this roof and nothing else. we obviously want to go out shooting, and how fantastic for them. To kind of see production versus consumption. So in the winter month,
I'm not understanding you. Hold on just a second. Are you guys having a hard time, or can you understand everything he's saying?
Almost.
Louder. What do we need?
No, it's the echo of this.
Yeah. I think you did just a little, like on the laptop, the volume.
Well, I turned down my laptop and it turns down the smart board. So we can't hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, not a word.
Well,
we'll just go ahead the best we can.
Maybe just hear the smart board and then hear from the left.
Oh, we won't be able to see.
Can you enlarge the picture on the screen?
If you do, the display from returning to passing from the laptop.
So we can read it. Never mind, I can read it now.
You can cast it over here.
I got my readers off.
No, that didn't work.
We're good to go?
It didn't do anything different.
We'll just do the best we can.
I'm sorry.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like the echo is gone. Okay, I'll just keep going. But during the summer months, we'll essentially eliminate your power bill. And then throwing you the price. First, we recommend going with the 30-speed solar panel. They have the best warranty I've seen in the space. For 25 years, it's safer to warranty this system. We do a lot of business with them. We get their full warranty. They'll warranty the vacuum, the monitoring system, the mounts, penetrations on the roof. So if anything happens, they will cover you on that. They're owned by Sangamon. They're a global company. Been in business forever. 100 years. It's like 100 years. So they're older than the U.S. They recommend these panels for a price point, especially for the warranty.
Spencer, a quick question.
Yep.
Is this like a tire warranty so that, you know, when it gets down to the 20 years, they're only warranting like 5 more years? I mean, how does the warranty actually work?
Yep, great question. What they guarantee is that over 25 years, you will only see a 15% degradation. So at 25 years, you're still going to have 85% of the production of the original
plan. Okay.
And question, if it doesn't fit that 85%, do they replace that panel for free?
They would be getting it up to that. Whether that means replacing it with more functional new panel or brand new panel, depends on the situation. But they will guarantee that.
All right.
And it's easy to see what the cost looks like. Because on the monitoring software, you can map it over a window and see how productive it's gone the last 10 years. So this price point is for the 63%, and then just showing you what a 43% off. You can kind of see the difference here. Increase your power bill by about 40%. The summer months, sorry, it'll decrease your power bill by 20% and then decrease your power bill by about 20% in January. So you kind of so, and then if you wanted to 50% offset, it would be in the middle of the and then this price is $67,000. So if you wanted 50%, it would be about. If you're interested in seeing what the final set off, like, we can get out of it.
Interested in seeing what?
If you want to be 100% offset, so basically, if you don't have a power bill at all, or nearly that, you could add more panels.
Did you get that, Pat?
I did, yeah. If we could get a higher percentage if we added more panels.
Yeah.
Is there a reason that we only added the panels we did? I see on that south side, we've still got that whole area, that half of the south side you can cover.
Price point.
Yeah, well, price point.
It's cheaper.
Budget.
Now, say that, why you think it's cheaper.
So the first one was 63% offset, and that was $237,000. This one is a 44% offset, a decrease in our energy bill. And that's
$167,000.
Okay. Gotcha. And when I send the proposal over to you, I'll send over one as well. If it gets close to the 100% offset. I just feel like it'll be a little cost prohibitive. Ultimately, the winter is not going to get as much of the production. So I feel like the sweet spot of 53% is where you're seeing a significant increase in your power. But also maximizing.
Is it possible for us, you could send a copy of your presentation to Jessica and she could send it around to us?
Yeah, after this I'll send it over. Anybody have any questions about the install process?
How long will it take you from the time you start till you end?
I would say probably about a week and a half on this one.
Okay.
Maybe 2 weeks.
How long has it been since we replaced the roof on that facility?
How old is the roof, do you know, Jessica?
It's not real old. It's less than 10 years.
Okay.
Is it on Delta?
Deltas, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what I'd heard, is less than 10 years.
I just was curious, if we have to replace the roof in the next 5 years, what is the, that solar, all those solar panels is going to create an issue, aren't they?
Right. I remember Jim telling me the roof. So did they increase the price for a roof, but you needed a new roof.
Well, we think it's been replaced in the last 10 years, so we're probably pretty close.
I think we're okay, yeah.
So how do you replace the roof? Do you have to pull off all of the panels and then replace the shingles and put them back on?
Yep, that's exactly right.
And is there a cost to have them removed and then put back on?
It's a pretty steep cost.
Because I've heard of some companies that part of their program is they'll, if you have to re-roof, they'll take it off and put it back on for no additional cost. That's maybe residential, though, I don't know.
Yeah, that would be for really and probably wrap back cost in price. But if you're roofed, well, if you're 10 years and old, you have another power out of it.
And you said the warranty covered roof damage, like leaks or whatever, if the roof were leaking because of the panels?
Yep, it does.
Yeah.
And the price includes the installation costs and everything?
Yep, all in, full price. Permitting, working with the utility company, all that.
Now, Spencer, is there any time limit on this price? The reason I ask is we meet quarterly, and so we may have to, if we can't make a decision tonight, we may have to do it via email or something. How long is that price good for?
if prices go up on equipment, then the price would change. Right now, with Iran and tariffs, uncertainty, I can't guarantee this. About 60 days.
Okay. And Spencer, this is Jim. I don't know if you can hear me. So you mentioned if we apply for a grant or the different money back in lieu of, I know we don't pay taxes, but you said there was programs that we might be able to get a rebate. But then you said something about July. Does that mean they're going away after July, thanks to our wonderful leader, or So we'd have to do it before then, or we'd have to secure the funding before then.
You're going to want your accountant or tax attorney to verify this. Their situation is different right now. They got rid of the solar tax credit with the big bill. There's a little gray area right now. But essentially, the residential tax credit ended the past year. Commercial tax credit July 1st.
Okay.
Now, what they were doing before, tax exempt was that they would, for churches, nonprofits, they would receive a 30% tax rebate in the form of a check. So, right now, commercial, themselves can't apply for that, get the 30% cash back reward.
Do you help us apply for that, or is that, do you provide the paperwork, or you send us the direction that we're supposed to go to get that grant?
So the way that you qualify for it, or the way that you apply for it, you're dealing with any tax stocks. You guys in April aren't
submitting tax documents? I can't hear what you said.
We don't file any tax documents.
Don't file any tax documents. I can put you in the right direction for sure. You're going to want to reach out to the IRS and they'll put them on it. But I can absolutely put you in there. Send you the links on it.
Okay.
I can't guarantee that you'll be able to get it.
Yeah.
But I know other entities. So, first, they don't pay taxes. They don't want any tax documents. We've worked with them in the past. 30% but typically it's going to be your account that will apply for it.
Okay. And Spencer, you mentioned that one of the places that, not so much the rebate, but that does grants for this kind of thing was the Agriculture Department, right? Which is who we're with anyway.
And in agro areas, entities can apply for their solar system. I've seen it cover the entire solar system, even if it's not as far. But I believe receive requests twice a year. So it's the drawn out process. But I think you can apply for it, but you're going to want to check with them on that.
So we can apply for it after it's been installed?
I believe so, but I double check on that. I'm going to run.
Anybody got a question before I bother him again?
We saw that for Delta.
What now?
You can apply for it. There are so I can send you the link.
Okay.
Okay.
We saw Delta bid from Sam's. Were we thinking both places or just?
No.
Delta has the most money? Okay.
Yeah.
And they got the better south sun exposure. Yeah.
So Spencer, when you're gone, we're going to talk about this. So just give us just, I mean, I know you're going to send us all out, but just the ballpark is for around $170,000, right? We could, isn't that about the figure you said could save us
44%.
40 some percent, right?
That's averaged out
for 25 years.
Yep.
Well, and until it gets down to 85.
$237,000 for a 60-year.
Yeah, okay. So.
If you want to see what 100 looks like, I'm going to have that out really quickly.
So, what was the percentage of saving if we went with the higher?
He's going to figure that for us.
66%. He showed us 43% and then 66.
Okay. And that was 240 something?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Simulating right now. Okay, so I just have to dial it down to the 91%. That's going to probably get just because of the so I feel like this is probably actually right. What we're looking for. You want to see
what I'm surprised that just for the addition of those few panels, it's that much more money.
Yeah.
You have to add more batteries and everything.
Well, it's double the panels, isn't it?
It was a 3-ton panel size. Yeah, we can get it down. It won't be $33 million. $338,000.
Yeah.
So it is a significant size.
Well, that's for like double the amount of panels, isn't it?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's only like 25% more.
No, it's adding the whole bottom. It's adding the
whole bottom.
But we had half the bottom in the original proposal, didn't we?
Yeah. So it's a 25%. Okay, so we're going to the 48, 207 panels, 254 panels, and then if we have it
in. Yeah, right there. That looks like about 3/4.
Yeah. Here we go. And we had how many to begin with?
260.
Yeah. So, Spencer, this will all be a lot clearer when we get, you know, the email and that you send to Jessica. But so basically, you're saying 43% is about 170, whatever, 170,000. And if you made it 80 some percent, it's 200 and 300 and something thousand, right? So just twice as much for twice as much savings, right? Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of a slight mistake I'll tweak it right now. I'll tweak it for the email for the final numbers.
Okay.
As the price increases, the economy of scale and our panel price goes up, but the price will go down. So it'll be a little bit of a slight mistake, how bigger it is.
Okay. All right. So does then?
But
do you guys do financing?
We do. Yep. Really great time.
What are your financing terms like?
On the code, they probably like four. It's different on every hard to pay. Your return rate. But I would call it 6.5% for a 25-year loan, 8% for a 10-year loan.
Okay.
We do special color roof, get up to the 500 price point. We're pretty used to it, and we do commercial as well.
So one more question, Spencer. Since there's a possibility of a July situation, will you be able to send those two ways to Jessica that we were talking about, the agriculture department, which I think was a loaded low interest loan, or it was a grant, I can't remember. And the other one that you mentioned that I can't think of the name of right now, but can you send that information to Jessica as well?
Yeah, I'll send all of those.
Yeah.
I'll get all of this put together.
Okay.
Are you guys leaving one for each or the other? Do you know what the rest is?
I don't know that I can give you an answer to that, a definitive answer at this point in time. I think it's going to take a little bit of time to digest and see exactly what you've got. I've only heard about half of what you said, but I saw Jessica writing down frantically. Hopefully she understood most of it. Hopefully the stuff that you send will give us the opportunity, and then we may end up. Will it have your number in there if I've got a question?
Number.
Okay, because we may have some questions. And then I guess what we will do is talk about it as a board here. We'll look at how much money we've got, and we'll try and get back to you. What do you think, in a month?
Yeah.
Well, let me just ask, is there any interest in the higher one? The 330. I mean, if we're interested at all, aren't we interested in the 170,000 for 43%?
Not really, in my book.
Well,
I didn't say you're going to do that one. I'm saying, is there any interest in the one that's 80 some percent and would cost you 300 and something thousand dollars? Okay, we'll have to get Jerry's piggy bank out.
I think it's a little too much too soon to come up with an answer for me for that, Jim. I think I'd like to look at it, crunch the numbers, and see where we're at.
Yeah. Well, sure, yeah. And Spence was willing to come down and do a live presentation, but Jessica and I just knew there wouldn't be any problems with the with this one, and save him driving down here for a 15-minute talk. But Spence, you said you were willing to come down if and look at it up close. If we, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we you rock climbed in Ibex.
Oh. Oh, okay.
We come down for your way. We look good.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, let me know if you come down and do a live presentation. If you're at all interested, CD Ford will want to document. I feel like the library will go well.
Okay.
I feel like that'd be really important.
Okay. Any other questions? Or?
We're almost out of time.
We'll get back with you after we crunch some stuff.
Yeah, sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking your time.
Absolutely.
I think that was a very interesting presentation, and it may end up having some benefits, but I really struggled understanding most of what he was saying.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. He'll send us all the things that you just talked about. I think it would be good to get another bid, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he knows that.
Yeah.
I told him that, you know.
Well, where would we get the name of somebody that does all sizes?
Well, how do you know if these solar companies are reputable or not anyway? Because I mean, I'm just aware of people on the residences who have taken advantage of it, and it hasn't turned out well at all. Yeah. They don't get the service, they don't work, they can't get them fixed. It's just a lot of money, and they don't even get the benefit.
Yeah,
so
the salesman doesn't tell you everything.
Well, you're done with the salesman. After you sign the contract, you're done with the salesman.
Right.
And two, I've had a house where had solar panels and underneath had to have the roof replaced for a loan. So I called contractors. They won't touch it. They said, you have to go back to that company. And so the seller himself was in Texas. He just flew home and took them off himself and put them back himself, which may not be good. Yeah. I don't know. But.
Well, I think what we ought to do, and I can do it because I talk to him quite a lot, but I'll just ask him to give us the name of some businesses that he's done for, and we'll talk to them. I don't think there's any point in talking to houses because I don't think he does houses. His main thing is commercial, I think. So.
Yeah, if he could give us some references, that would help me quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm sure we
can. Then I don't know how we would find out who others are that are reputable that we could get a bid from.
I don't know. The power company won't tell you. I know that. I tried that. So.
Are there any concerns in hooking up to the Delta's power system?
What do you mean?
Well, I know in Fillmore there's been some friction with residential.
Yeah, but you guys own your power.
Yeah. This is Rocky Mountain.
We're Rocky Mountain here.
And there's not any problems.
That's a good question. That's a really good question. We'll have to check with them. I can give them a call.
We have solar panels in our house. They were there when we purchased the house. So I don't know what it's. Picking it up and doing things that way, but
and it may just be Fillmore system that they have issue with, but I know that there was problems with if it was going direct back into the system, if they were getting a credit on their power bill, if they produced more than what they were using. Yeah. And it doesn't sound like we're going to produce more than what we're going to use.
Well, I don't know. I think Rocky Mountain Power has been doing this kind of thing long enough that I know they have a system where you get credit for your, I mean, you guys
get. And it's going to depend on the day. For like one day, you might produce enough.
I don't know.
That's just the average.
Yeah, I take your word for it. Yeah.
So you got to figure that in too.
Yeah.
But even though there are days that we would produce enough to have a credit, there are days that would eat it up. So that's, and I don't know where they do. They drop it off on a monthly basis. Is that how they figured it? I wonder. Valerie, do you?
I'm trying to look at my bill here. I usually just.
In the summer, we produce more than what our bill is.
I think
what we use. But then you've got a minimum of $7. This is residential that you have to pay no matter what.
Yeah.
And then they charge you another $7 and some odd cents for figuring it out.
Yes. I think Pat's got it correct, though. It'd be a rare day that we ever generated more electricity than we used.
Yeah.
You got air conditioning in the summer and you got electric heat in the winter in that place. So you'd never do that. You would in your house, but.
Well, no, but I'm just saying that you get charged a minimum anyway and you have to pay it whether you.
Yeah.
So is the heat over there, the wall panels, the little baseboard panels?
Baseboard heating, yeah.
Yep.
The least efficient way there is.
Yep.
So.
In the
80s,
it was fine.
Yeah.
He's there top of the line then.
My first new house I built, that was the way to go.
Yeah.
Did he put together a figure of when the payoff would be? Or are we looking like 15 years and then it's totally paid off with the savings? Or
so?
Well, that's, go ahead, sorry.
I don't, we would have to, he had a spreadsheet, but he didn't, he kind of zoomed past it. I think he did have that figured out and I'm hoping he'll send that.
Yeah.
But
15 years is what he told me. I mean, based on what our, we sent him our power bill and stuff, you know. So he said about 50, somebody said 15 years, either he or you or I don't know. But it's about a,
I put a pen to it.
About a 15, I think.
I know in the minutes it says about 11 years.
Oh, maybe that
would pay for itself.
I know it was a lot less than the life.
11 years would surprise me.
Well,
the ones I've heard.
Maybe that was just a rough guess.
My son's was something like 18 years, I thought.
Yeah, well, Jessica, tell them what our power bill is.
It's about $3,500.
Yeah.
A month.
Yeah.
That's what it averages out.
43% of that is about $1,600 a month you would save, so.
But if we'd have to finance it, we'd be paying back.
Yeah.
And plus interest, unless we can get a grant. Now, when he said the agriculture department has a grant, that's...
He meant USDA. He called it the REAP program. So we can look into that.
And USDA is who is
that's
got the eagle eye on us, aren't they?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can maybe... I'll look into the REAP program. I'll reach out to her name's Mary Jane. She does she does all the inspections and things for the housing. She might be able to direct me to the right spot.
I wonder if she would have any idea who are some of the other solar companies that we could get a hold of to get a bid.
Well, I wonder if other facilities like ours have done solar.
That's a good question.
You would think somewhere.
If it's a saver, a money saver, mm-hmm. seems like the USDA might recommend it mm-hmm. or encourage it. It
have
would save you some money. Yeah.
I could call. Mm-hmm. I get my car serviced at Mark Miller Toyota up in Salt Lake, and their whole, all of their electricity, they I don't know what they paid to have it done, but they had it done to where all of their electricity is taken care of with their solar, so maybe I could find out who did their solar, you know, to get another idea, another bid or whatever.
Okay, do we need any more discussion on this solar issue right now?
I think Jim and I have some assignments.
Yeah, I've got some too, and then...
And we'll, and when he emails me back with the what he's got, the presentation that he did today, I'll send that out and...
Now, if we make this type of decision, our next meeting's in July, we'd have to do it before July. So we would have to call a special meeting to do that, mm-hmm. because of the amount of money?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like some of those financing options or grants or whatever, the accountant needs to be involved.
Yeah, and they may already know a little bit about it too, so.
Yeah, I'll get with Brent.
Does our budget look like right now? I don't remember from the last meeting. What is the excess that we have right now that we're thinking?
Well, we're up. What's our limit? 130?
That would be good information to have with the how much will we put presentation information sent out.
Right now.
Well, we're up to our limit, and I think that's 130. So, not that you're going to spend it all, but okay. I think.
How
you have more than that, you know.
Well, I think we can spend all of that 100.
Yeah. Okay.
Whether you're going to or not.
But we might have other projects we need.
Yeah.
Here, I don't want to get rid of all the money in this first year and then be in a pickle and have to go borrow some.
Yeah. But so, if we do decide to do this, then we could just finance part of it.
Yeah.
And we could
A
lot of it.
Well, our accountants can give us an idea, or Jessica gives us an idea. Here's probably what it's going to cost down the road. You know, we put windows in there last year, and maybe we're caught up, other than, I don't know, those pictures you sent of old stoves, the kitchen stoves, not only were they filthy, but they were pretty old stoves, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Well, this is Jim. Since I promised Pat that presentation would only take 15 minutes, I suggest we move on to
all right,
the rest of the meeting.
Once we get some more information together, we'll spread it out with you, and then we'll talk about another meeting. All right. Thank you for that, Jim. And I, just to, you don't see Brent or Derek or the other lady here. There was a misunderstanding. Brent sent me something that he wanted me to sign. And I says, I'll sign and bring it to the meeting tonight. And he says, what meeting? So in his defense, I looked at the emails that I sent out on my agenda, and his name's not on it. And the ones that Jim sends out, his name's on it. So I'm going to add either Brent or Derek. I've got to get hold of Derek, see which one he wants us to add.
Probably Brent.
Probably. All right, then I'll just add Brent to that list of people that were doing it. And then I'll get you his address too.
Great,
Jim.
Okay, that'd be great.
So how did that accounting thing work out? Because I thought we were originally contracted with Derek Christensen accounting firm, but now I guess they're not joining forces now, so we have two different separate accountants.
Who said they're not joining forces?
Brent subcontracted out to Derek. So it's we pay Derek, and they handle our payroll, and then pretty much all of the reporting and everything else Brent does. And it's been working well.
Then you say they've split?
Well, I mean, I thought originally Brent was going to merge in with Derek, but that didn't happen.
Oh, it didn't.
But I think they just.
But they must still work together, yeah. And it's probably fine.
Yeah, Derek pays whatever he pays to Brent, and we get all of the services we requested.
All right. Well, should we move on then?
Okay.
Jessica called me a while ago about an employee that she felt like needed an increase, and I agreed with her, but we need it ratified. Will you explain that?
So our on-site managers, they live there at the apartments. There's one in Delta and one in Fillmore. We only pay them $49 a month because they don't want to get tax reported because that increases their rent. Well, the reporting requirements raised to $2,000, and so we can pay them $165 a month and still not have to report for taxes. So Christy gets a lot of phone calls, and she here in Delta, and she often gets them before I do, and she'll leave work and come home and take care of it, and then tell me about it the next time she sees me. And I'm like, Christy, just have them call me, but they don't. They call her, and then she takes care of it.
That's pretty cheap labor.
Yeah. So
no kidding. Yeah.
It's $2,000 a year. To total to Christy, and she's happy to have it and happy to do it. So,
does she have her housing provided for her, or is she paying rent?
She's paying rent. It's subsidized, but yeah, she's paying rent. We can't do an offset.
Okay.
I think other people have, past managers have tried, and they can't say.
Yeah, we have tried.
No. So anyway, after she told me all the things that they do, I told Jessica, I thought that was a good idea. So if there's not any more discussion, I need a motion to ratify the change that we made.
And it's just to Christy, Roger, and Fillmore. So Christy goes through and she makes sure all the doors are shut and locked because they have a tendency to be propped open and things like that. But she does that every night and every morning. And she just does a lot more than Roger. Roger, if I call, he'll buzz somebody in at the front door, but that's about the extent of it. So we only did the raise for Christy.
And you feel like it's well
deserved. And how much did you want to pay her?
$165 a month,
which is the maximum that we have.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the maximum we have. That's the maximum before she would have to go into another income tax bracket and then get her rent increased.
So she's going from $49 to $165.
Well, I went $165 because it comes out annually like $1,980, and the limit is $2,000.
Yeah.
I make a motion we raise Christie's pay.
We ratify the action taken by
the board. So the last 2 months she's been getting that raise.
So you need to ratify the decision.
That action.
Your motion would be ratified.
Motion that we...
I don't know.
Okay. I ratify the action of raising the pay for Christie to $166 a month.
$165
a month.
Yeah. I second. All
right. We got a motion and a second. Valerie made the motion to approve, and Jerry seconded it. So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Motion carries.
So how does that work then, where the board's not really involved in that decision? So what if we don't ratify it?
If
what
you don't ratify it, we go back and...
Tell her she can't have the money.
Stop it, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to twist your arm. You guys can say no.
No, I took it upon myself to do it, and you know, if you don't like that, then we won't do it again next time. But a lot of the committees I've been involved on over the years, government committees, that's a fairly common thing to do.
Let's keep her happy.
Yeah,
she was super happy. I occasionally, out of my own pocket, buy her a case of Monsters. And we go out to lunch every once in a while.
You borrow a case of what?
Monster drinks, energy drinks.
Okay. Manager's report. One of those is pretty interesting. I want to hear about that.
Yeah. Did you guys get my email?
Boy, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's the floor in the kitchen.
My
gosh. That's right inside the door. This is the carpet. So it's the same individual that was spitting in the front room, and he's spitting in his apartment.
Now the high shoot tobacco or
no? It's just
nope.
Fun. I think those are boogers.
Oh!
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
When you confronted him on him, did he say anything about that?
He's like, it's on me. It's on me. Yeah, don't do it.
Like he's spitting tobacco juice.
Mm-hmm. Is this Delta? I never heard
of that. Actually. Yeah.
So, Jessica, then you went back and the other day and did another inspection?
I was supposed to go back this morning, and I got busy with other things, and as soon as I looked at these pictures, I'm like, I was supposed to go back, but... I don't think you can fix this in a week.
No. It probably just doesn't look quite as bad as this.
Yeah.
But.
Not if it's just him himself.
No.
And with that, he has exceeded the points that he, by quite a ways.
Between that and, so this is like what the carpet in the front room, in the front area looks like.
The common area of the
building. Yeah. And there's a lot of.
Have you given him written notices?
Yeah.
Just making sure. That wasn't in the email.
No, they weren't. But I did give him a written notice for both.
So I guess the decision is if Jessica inspects and we've still got a problem that it's probably a 90% surety that he will have that problem, then do we want to take the action to evict him?
Yes, I think we should.
Yes. Has this happened before? Yeah.
You have
every single time.
I mean, has anybody been evicted?
Oh, I've not done it, but I'm sure other people have been evicted.
But the point system was put in place.
Not since the point system. This would be the first one.
Okay. But the point system was put in place so that there's grounds and
everybody would get a notice of this is the point system. This is how it happens. Yeah. He's received points before because every inspection is like this. They call the church, they come and clean it, I reinspect, it's adequate, we move on. Adequate, but not wonderful.
Yeah. This is Jim. I was in to see him. I have a personal thing with him, so I won't bolt. But I was in to see him the last time after the church cleaned his place up, and it looked it was great. But that doesn't excuse the spitting, so I mean... And I don't know if it'll look great this time. I just know it did that time.
I think his bishop's about done.
Yeah.
I think there's a problem that he's in. I mean, it's one thing to do it in your own little domain, but out in everyone else's.
To subject them to it, you know.
And he's been warned, and I think not on the speed. He's been warned on this, but not on the speeding. The speeding, I'm just like,
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at for the written notice.
I said, Tony, you're speeding in the front room, in the front common area. He said, no, I'm not. I said, I have it on camera, and I showed him. Like, he didn't have anything to say at that point.
The sad part is, and I guess people just bite themselves. The sad part is he has no place else to go. And he won't have any other place to go.
He would be homeless. He's from Venezuela. He doesn't have access to his passport, his birth certificate. He doesn't have, he just has no documents that he's able to produce, which means he can't get, he pays zero rent. He has no income. And he has health issues. But he can't get on Social Security, he can't get food stamps because he doesn't have those documents.
Could he be illegal?
Possibly. That's not a question that we ask. How's he living
there? He's been in the country for like 30 years. He used to have his own business up in Salt Lake. And what he tells me is that some sharp Hispanic-speaking lady moved him down here and took all of his stuff. His storage shed, his identification, his everything.
He doesn't pay anything for rent. It's fully subsidized. He gets Bishop Storehouse. He gets gyms, food boxes. He eats lunch at the Bird Center.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that is a difficult situation for sure. But, I mean, the thing is, that's costing us money because he's destroyed.
It's going to be several thousand. If he leaves, it'll be several thousand dollars
to restore it back to normal.
And that's assuming that he leaves and we don't have to go through the courts to evict him.
I've seen a bunch of pills on one of the... How's he getting his medications if he's not? I don't know.
He has a driver's license.
There's government programs that will take care of him for medications.
He has a driver's license.
He's probably on Medicare and Medicaid.
No, he can't get either of those.
Because he doesn't have documents.
He doesn't have the right.
So he's paying for those prescriptions somehow then, huh?
No family anywhere.
I'm not sure.
They're not around or available.
They're going to have to be.
He doesn't have a phone. I gave him the Wi-Fi password he's the only one that has a Wi-Fi password at the Sam's, and so he can connect his phone and use it while he's there. How long has he been living there for? Longer than I've been there. And how long has this, every time that I've been to inspect, it's been similar. He gets it cleaned up.
Somebody else cleans it for him.
Yeah. The first couple of times it was me and Jana, and he's like, I just had a heart attack. Like, we'll get your trash out. I paid somebody to come clean it. And then the next time he's like, I'm still not well. I'm like, I'm not doing this again.
Is he capable of getting around and doing stuff?
He's able to walk across the street and, go to the Bird Center.
He's got a walker now. This last time he went to the hospital, they told me I had to start using a walker. But he's, in the last 3 months, he's probably been in the hospital 5 times, at least. Not this hospital, I mean, the heart doctors up north, so. Well, it's a sad situation.
He is a frequent flyer of the ambulance service, and he meets them out at the front door, and walks into the ambulance with them.
Oh my gosh. Well, I really... I'm sympathetic towards he hasn't got anywhere to go, but the other part of that is that we're not being fair to the other tenants by subsidizing all of this for him. We're not being fair to the other tenants by subjecting them to what's going on. And so I appreciate Jessica not wanting to make decisions. I think these such decisions are board decisions. And so I would entertain a motion to do whatever you guys want to do. I am leaning towards evicting him.
Well, so then what's he going to do?
I don't know.
Doesn't sound like that's our problem.
Well, it isn't, but just take all of his belongings and set it on the sidewalk and That's, I mean, it's crazy.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I know. I don't see him leaving willingly. I think you would have to file for an eviction and potentially have a sheriff's deputy removing.
And then we're going to have to go in and clean up that mess, right?
Oh, we're going to have to clean it up anyway.
Yeah.
So what is the communication that you've had with him?
So we give them a month notice and say, in March, I put out a letter and I say, I'm going to be in April. And so...
To inspect.
That gives everybody a month to... And they stress. Every single one of them stresses.
Oh, my daughter stressed horribly. Her place wasn't bad.
Yeah. And every single one of them, but Tony's, I'm like, all I really want to do is come in and see if you need any repairs and anything needs to be fixed. And for the 3-4 days that I did inspections, I carry around my a box of light bulbs, a case of light bulbs. Because everybody's like, oh yeah, that's been up for 3 or 4 months. I'm like, yep, let's change that. And a screwdriver and some pliers, and we just went and fixed all the minor things that we could. And a few things like, oh, my faucet's been, I wrapped a plastic bag around my faucet because it sprays out.
Oh my gosh.
Like, how long has that been happening? A couple months. Okay, let's get that replaced. So, yeah. I mean, that's really the point of the inspection. So I don't care how you keep your house, as long as you are not damaging the apartment and creating a pest problem or any smells outside your apartment. If you want to stink inside your apartment, fine. But if it's going to start smelling outside the apartment, we got a problem.
Does it smell outside his apartment?
No. But when he opens the door, you can smell it.
He has in and out to go.
Yeah, he does. He's had a month. During that month, I said, Tony, how's your apartment coming? Because we both know that it's not, it looks like this. We both know that that's what it looks like. He's like, oh yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. And we talked about that several times. And I went to inspection. He's like, oh, it's not ready. I'm like, I gave you a month. I'm here to inspect. And he's like, okay. So we came in. I took those pictures. I said, do you want a re-inspection? And he said, yeah. I said, how long do you want? He's like, oh, a week. I'm like, I'll give you a week.
And that was when?
Today was the week.
Today's the week.
Yeah. And I totally spaced it. I got busy with the laundromat, doing the quarters and deposits and things like that.
Do you need one of us, if we decide to go that way, to inform him?
So my question was, does he know...
So that same day that I inspected, I gave him a letter. It was the same day that somebody said, hey, he's spitting on the carpet. So we pulled up the cameras and like, yeah, he was spitting on the carpet. So I pulled it up and I said, here's your 3 points. That is unacceptable. You can't spit on the carpet. And because there was probably 15, 20 marks. It wasn't just a one-time event. And then I did his inspection. I said, that's another 3 points. Just based on the point system, it's another 3 points that you have failed the inspection. And so you can only have 4 points, and that's 6 in 1 day. I said, Tony, I'm going to take this to the board, and they're going to decide they have grounds to evict you. We don't have to, but we have grounds to evict you. And I'm going to take it to the board, and he didn't have a lot to say.
And did he understand you? He's from Venezuela. Was there a language?
No, he understands very well, and I had it in writing, and he signed it, and I gave him copies.
Yeah.
So he knows that that's an option. I think he's calling our bluff, to be honest. I don't think he thinks that we'll evict him.
Oh, it seems like if we have that point system in place, then we really need to follow through with it.
Honestly, we put the point system in place for him.
Because the thing is, to me it seems like if we don't evict him now, based on he's got the points and everything, then we're discriminating.
Well, and in the point system, it does say you may be evicted if you have. So you are not eligible as a new tenant if you have a score of 5 or more points. if you're already a current tenant, you may be evicted if you have 5 or more points. So there is discretion.
Now, isn't he had gotten a felony on his record?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I saw that somewhere. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I mean, if we don't evict him now, nothing's going to change.
No.
The other thing that you do is you send a message out that to others, well, it doesn't really matter what
right.
we do because nobody's going to do anything
yes.
about it.
That was what my problem was right there, is if we don't,
yeah.
what is everybody else in that hallway, if not the whole thing, going to think?
But if he can get away with this, then...
Yeah.
Okay, what do we want to go do one more inspection, and if he fails it, then evict, or if he passes, give him another 6 months?
I think the motion could be built so that, whoever makes the motion, and then we'll see how it flies, that if he doesn't pass this current inspection that we haven't been able to do yet, then... he would evict, or if you want to give him another week, which I don't think will make any difference. Yeah, but what you do is you build that into the motion, is that subject to the inspection, the vote would be to evict. If the inspection shows that there's progress, and then this, I'd like to see substantial progress.
Well, because that second inspection now would put him over that 5 points if he doesn't pass.
Right.
We've got 6 points right now. So I'm wondering, what if we give him an eviction notice and say, if things don't change by this date, you're out at this date.
You can do what you want. You make your motion.
I mean, that makes it more serious in my mind. This is an eviction notice. I'm coming back in whatever. And if things are still the same way, and I don't know, you have to figure out how different things would have to be in order to give him that last chance.
Yeah, we'd have to set a criteria of easy to fix.
But if it's an actual eviction notice that you're giving him, to me that's more serious, and I think, oh, okay.
You're just going to say something, Greg.
I just, if Jessica's done, because
right?
I think we want to support you.
It's frustrating.
It's frustrating, but I'm willing to continue on. But I think we're gonna run this dance every 6 months.
Yeah. Jessica, this is Jim, excuse me. Does he already have 6? Or does he have 3 and 6 tomorrow?
He has 6, but what we have done is if he passes, so he when he fails the first time, he gets 3 points.
Oh, I see.
But if he passes a re-inspection, then I backtrack on those points.
Okay.
So he has 3 points right now because he failed the inspection last week, and he has 3 points because of
spitting
from other residents because he was spitting in the foyer.
Yeah. Mm.
And he has not been willing, repentant at all in the spitting of the foyer.
No.
Oh. Has it continued at all, do you know?
I haven't looked. It didn't even matter to me. I don't know. I didn't want to keep watching it.
Well, in my mind, if he's willing to do some work to clean it up, some kind of restitution, then that's one thing. But if he's just going to be a freeloader and a dirty one,
that's not the case.
Yeah.
And in my experience, he had a criminal case. It was misdemeanor. He all he had to do was pay a fine. Doesn't have any money, so that he had to do community service, and even that was pulling teeth.
I bet this is just normal for him.
Yeah.
I mean,
100%.
He's happy that way.
He doesn't care.
I've seen all kinds of people. He's just great that way. He's happy that way.
Yeah, it's not going to get better. He's never going to actually clean it himself. It's only going to get better if somebody comes in and cleans it for him.
And that's going to last for 6 months. You'll be right back at this.
Yeah.
He needs his wife to come back and clean.
There's
a reason she left, I'm sure.
Probably a good reason. So I'm looking for a motion.
Nobody wants to try it.
If he's not going to change,
he's not.
I think because you have to be
level with everybody, you just can't let him stay.
Okay. Even if he passes a reinspection.
If he passes this one,
okay.
It's just going to be the same service, the same room.
Passes with no exceptions.
He gets the boogers off the walls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean.
But even then, it wouldn't be coming from him, so it's not changing his behavior. It's not going to change the outcome, the results.
No, but he has people that will continue doing it. He gets
plenty of people that are sympathetic, and they get burned out, and then he gets more sympathetic people.
Mm. But he doesn't get them to come in often enough, quite frankly.
I put my foot down and said, Jane Ann, you're not going back in there again. You're not cleaning up this garbage. You're not. She's like, but no. It's not you. Yeah.
Well, and that's one thing with his apartment, but if he's sitting in the common area, who's going to clean that up?
I've got somebody coming to clean carpets.
Right, but that's...
But if you gave him another week, and he does pass, do you kind of have to let him stay? I mean, because you did give him another week.
I did. I told him it was grounds for eviction. He knew that was a possibility.
So, I think we should.
So I'll go ahead, Jerry. Sorry.
I think we should make the motion that if he doesn't pass this next week's inspection.
Well, which could be tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it was set today.
I'd be going tomorrow.
Well, whenever you do this next inspection, if he doesn't pass, I think he should get an eviction notice. And I'm sorry.
What do you mean by eviction notice? Evicted?
I mean evicted.
And if you do that, and I'm... If you do that, and if if the church or somebody has cleaned it up, which is possible, they've done it before, then
it's
been
weeks.
Yeah.
They came in several times a week for weeks the last time.
Yeah, but I think anyway, if that's the case, if he doesn't pass, he should go. If by some minor miracle he does pass, I think the next time he doesn't pass, he goes. He doesn't get an extra week or day or whatever. How's that?
Okay. What has been said?
Okay, so let's gotta say it.
let's break this down then. The motion would be to evict if the inspection that Jessica does whenever she can get in there flunks. All
yes.
Right? Then he's going to evict. We're not giving him any more time. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right.
That's my motion.
Okay.
So with an eviction notice,
eviction.
How long does he have to get?
What if he passes?
30 days.
Okay.
What if he passes?
If he passes the next, then he's fine until the next inspection. And if he fails it on the first time, then it's eviction.
That's what I would say.
Or further stay. I think that needs to be enforced.
Okay. Include the spitting.
Can you put all that down, Jim?
The
spitting's in there.
If by some miracle that is clean, Jim, the motion was that he can stay, but if he spits, he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next time, if it gets like this, he's gone, period.
Yeah, and I think, Jessica, again, I don't think this is going to happen, that they clean it up. But if for some reason he passes, I think Jessica just tell him, say, you're done, Tony. You know, the next time you fail, you're gone. No extra weeks, no extra 2 weeks, no whatever, you know. And
do it in writing.
Yes, absolutely.
That's
all of it in writing.
That's what I would think.
Okay, so you got enough information, Jim, to put a motion together with
that? I guess.
Okay, so I make a motion that if Tony fails the next inspection, he's evicted.
Well, we got to do the first motion first.
Okay, that's taken off the books.
If by some chance he does pass this inspection, then the next failure is eviction. And if he does pass and the spitting continues, eviction.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my motion.
I second that.
Sounds better than mine.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? No nays, so the motion carries.
There you go.
And if you need any help, just let me know. You're still on.
So, I mean, that's the inspections. We've got I've bought three new air conditioners, so I think that will fix everybody for the summer in Delta. Oh, it's $1,800 at Ace. I've bought you mentioned, I can't remember who it was. Somebody said that the pictures of the stove, even if it were clean, they're old. The path in the past, we've used, if a stove goes out, we go to, there's a place in Orem that they sell refurbished stoves. And essentially, they're all that same old style and age of stove. They just refurbished it. We do that with the fridges too. The fridges have been failing more often. And I just went out and bought a brand new stove. Sorry, fridge the last time. And I would like to order three more fridges. I've got one more in an apartment that needs to be replaced, and then replace the ones in the common room kitchens, because when somebody's fridge goes out, we can't wait. So we just wheel that one down to the room and
swap it out forever.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is three more fridges, is that right?
Three more fridges. It was $750 to buy a new one.
So three fridges is three times 750?
Yes.
And that's still within your 5,000 limit, so you don't need a motion.
Okay. I'm giving you a heads up. That's where we're at. And I do think that we'll start replacing them with new appliances as opposed to refurbished.
I think they would appreciate it.
I think they would as well.
I know Cindy would.
I think they would as well. I think our failure rate will go down and just... It's nice to be able to have a new appliance.
Well, what about the stoves, though? They don't fail, do they?
The what?
Do the stoves fail?
Occasionally, yes.
Yeah. Not as much as the fridges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, one or two a year is all. So, I mean, and it's... I think it's an expense that we can afford to just as... Just like the lights, every time one of those kitchen lights fails, instead of getting a new ballast or whatever, I'm just like... Let's just get a new LED light. Let's just start making the upgrades as they come.
So stoves do fail. I mean, every time my wife paints the wall, we get a new stove. So I don't know if they fail. They do fail, though, huh?
That was some of the repairs that I did. Five or six of them, like their burners were wonky. So that's take out my screwdriver, reset it, and get it all straight for them. Yeah. So the pot isn't tilted.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
When they're from 1959, they occasionally fail, I'm sure.
So do you have any extra stoves on hand? So when somebody's stove...
Not new ones, but we do have stoves in both fridges, in both kitchens.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's... I'm just trying... I'm not... I don't want to, like, break the bank, but I do think we can make more upgrades than what we have been.
Okay. Anything else?
Just...
How do you handle it without JNN there?
It was tricky that first month because, like, we were trying to do all of the recertifications and, like, I didn't get the quarters out of the laundromat that first month. There were
a couple of goodness.
So I clean in Fillmore. We don't have somebody coming in to clean. And there was a week or two that it didn't get cleaned. The toilets didn't get cleaned. But we got caught up, and we're working now.
Oh my gosh. Before Jessica's through, this is Jim. Jessica, I've been curious now for about 5 months or something. Whatever happened with the deal in Fillmore with the lady with the... bed bug problem. I mean, just you can make it short. I know meeting's going long.
Bed bugs have been eradicated. She's kept her apartment clean. It was a good thing. She still has health issues. She can't get around much. She's in a wheelchair. She would not have been able to do that on her own. So, yeah. But she's kept it clean, and I've been in her apartment several times, and it looks good.
Good.
Well,
that's good.
Glad to hear.
Yeah, because those are not easy to get rid of.
No. And one or two of her neighbors had it. We sprayed them. Oh, we only sprayed them once, and they haven't had issues. So.
Okay. Any more in manager's report, Jessica?
I don't have anything else.
I think we need to approve the minutes.
Well, is there any, next on the item is new business. Any new business? All right, now, I didn't put approved minutes in here, did I? Okay, is there any discussion on the minutes?
They were awful long.
Any corrections, changes?
Not now.
If not, I'll make a entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Jerry makes a motion.
Jerry's
to approve the minutes.
Motion.
I second.
Who said that?
I did.
Okay, Valerie seconded. All right. Next meeting date will be the last Wednesday in July.
We're all in favor.
All those in favor of the minutes, aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? My gosh. My wife is correct. I've lost it.
Only when you're tired.
That's how she gets those new stoves.
Oh, she's got me wrapped around her finger. All right, next meeting date, we'll just mention it here. I got to get to my
July 29th.
July 29th.
Okay. Are we
going to
need one before for the solar?
All right. We will, but once we get some information together, then we'll propose another meeting on the solar.
So we'll hear via email about that? I think I already have an email from Spencer, and I'll forward those on once we get out of here.
Okay.
He's but if
pretty,
there's another meeting coming up, then we'll hear about that.
We'll call him
via email, yeah.
Okay. And this is Jim. I know Jessica doesn't have very much to do over there most days, so maybe we should find out about this July deadline thing on the rebate as soon as he gives you information.
I'm going to talk to Brent to see if he knows how to apply for some of those grants and stuff.
Well, yeah, if he does, that'd be great.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, I have my assignments. I will do them sooner rather than later.
I promise.
I have to do them sooner because I'll forget them later.
I promise I'll be available to sign checks to kind of make up for the extra load there.
Sounds great. And I can come down to the former office if you ever need it.
Okay.
So. And yeah, I had the. Signed checks one day last month. I mean,
I know. I know. We just had our schedules mixed up.
I usually just show up at the Bird Center, walk across the street, and Jim's like, again.
Anything else?
So I'm not available on July 29th, so I won't be here, but you can.
Send your wife then.
Carry on.
I can't hear you. I haven't been able to hear the whole meeting. So.
We'll still send you the email, Jay, but will you respond to it in the email saying I can't come?
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
And that your wife isn't coming for you.
No, he ignored that.
Oh, we do have our audit starting next week. So Bill Miller will come down and he'll do physical audit of our paper files and... Brent's been sending him the financial documents, so that's starting next week.
Okay. I'll get a little more information from Brent, how much money we got in the reserve fund. Right now.
So then, is Brent working out the plant then, or is he doing his own thing from
home? Well, he has a job with a mining company in Ely. And he goes out there, I think, 2 days a week, and then he's here. He works remotely and does accounting work on the site privately.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And he's helped me. He's doing this for Brent, for us, then, probably. I mean, for Derek, for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Keith and I saw him, and he never said a word about it. He came out to the house. And
yeah, he still lives here, and he has his office here in town.
Well, I know he has to live here. His wife teaches school.
Well, he doesn't have to live here.
Oh, yes, he does.
The chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Right.
Jerry, seconded.
Greg Moe-Roper made the motion that we adjourn, and seconded by Jerry. All in favor, say aye. Any opposed?
Now, I tried to video what was going on so I could go home, put it up to my ear, and then enlarge the stuff.
Okay, I think he sent... I have to look. You just...
Because I couldn't get squat.
I couldn't understand him either.
Yeah,
I gotta go.
Thanks.
See you
Dolly.
Later.
Bye.
Thanks, Jay.
See you Sunday. See you Sunday.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Greg.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
It's good to see you once in a while.
Sorry.
How's the old man doing?
He's doing good. Very good. Sorry I wasn't at the last meeting. But this is good. I like the solar.
I.